If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Fucking in the Mirror. There's no mirror hanging in my hallway at the moment because I took it down to decorate, and this is incredibly sad. My first task this weekend will be to put it back up, because there's a direct correlation between how many mirrors I have hanging in my hallway and how likely I am to get fucked up against the hallway wall. Story 1. I can see you. Quick, sharp, functional fucks in various places around the flat are always best when done in a strategic place where I can watch him screw me. In the hallway, he usually takes me up against the wall, often on a Saturday or Sunday morning. He'll wake up later than me, hear me typing my latest filthy blog entry, and stride purposefully through to the lounge, dressing gown cord pulled tight around his erection. Do you fancy sucking my cock? Oh, yes. Always. Please. He'll head for the bedroom but stop me halfway, in the long, narrow corridor that leads between rooms. I'll drop to my knees. He'll drop the dressing gown, then pull my head towards his crotch. That's it, he murmurs sleepily as I take the full length of his dick to the back of my throat. Get it nice and wet. And I do, because at that moment it's all I want to do. The wetter I get him, the more easily he'll slip inside me when, inevitably, he tells me to stand up. Face the wall. Drop your knickers. I lean forwards, putting my arms above my head and pressing my face and chest into the wall, bracing myself and spreading my legs wide so he can get in nice and deep. Then I turn to face the mirror so I can watch him. The mirror gives me something I'll never normally get, a view of his arms, shoulders, hands and face in profile. The muscles tensing and clenching as he fucks me quick and hard. The dents around my hips as he grips his hands tight around me. The jiggle of my arse and the taut strength of his thighs as he pushes himself inside. 2. You can see me. I have mirrors in my bedroom too. Not on the ceiling. I'm not a 70s porn star, more's the pity, but a huge mirror that dominates my dressing table and means that fucking over the end of the bed provides the best view in the house. I don't just like looking at him, although there's an appeal in seeing a much greater view of him in the mirror. One of the hottest things is knowing that he can see me. Though when he pulls my hair back, it's because he likes to look at the curve of my neck in the mirror. He wants to be able to see my facial expressions and the jiggle of my tits with each stroke. When he looks down, he can watch his cock sliding deep into my cunt. And when looking to the side, he can see all the rest of me, every bit moving to the rhythm that he's setting. The view and the pace and the angle are all dictated by him, as he pushes one hand into the small of my back to make me arch it further, raise my arse up. Or the slight wince on my face as he slams his dick home more forcefully, bashing my hips against the iron of the bed frame. And oh God, the grin on his face when I catch his eye, and he catches me looking too. Fucking in the mirror. We both get an awesome view. I'm just really sad that there's one thing I will never see as he sees. The sight of his dick as he pulls it out at the end, squirting spunk over, around and deep into the crack of my ass. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it, where you get previews and extra bits and pieces, as well as behind the scenes gossip and the choice to pick what I read next, at patreon.com/girlonthenet.